Donald Trump has doubled down on a series of tweets telling a group of Democratic congresswomen to go back where they came from, saying, if you're not happy here, you can leave. Two of the women are Muslim, one is Hispanic and one African-American. However, all are US citizens. The episode has sparked a renewed debate over racism. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
Far from backing down over his comments that Democratic congresswomen should go back to the crime-infested places from which they came, Donald Trump has amped up his language and was cheered by supporters as he delivered remarks at an America First business event.
If you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
The president hasn't named names, but he's been angered by comments from members of the so-called squad of progressive Democrats. Minnesota Rep. Ilhan Omar has suggested that Jews buy political influence in the U.S., and Michigan House Rep. Rashida Tlaib made these comments soon after she was sworn in January.
And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
The president has accused members of the group of being anti-Semitic and pro-Al-Qaeda. This reference to Ilhan Omar.
When I hear the statements that they've made, and in one case you have somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia, who ultimately came here, and now is a congresswoman who's never happy, says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews.
Democrats have closed ranks around the squad of Tlaib, Omar, Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts, and New Yorker Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, three of whom were born in the United States. All are US citizens who were elected at last year's midterms, which returned an historically diverse House. Ocasio-Cortez says the president's words are hallmark language of white supremacists.
Well, I think there's a strategy to divide the country, because the more this country is divided, the more he benefits from it.
Republicans have been slow to comment, although prominent backer Lindsey Graham, while questioning the approach, spoke up in the president's favour.
AOC and this crowd are a bunch of communists. They hate Israel. They hate our own country. They're calling the guards along our border, the Border Patrol agents, concentration camp guards.
The Democratic House leadership says Donald Trump wants to make America white again.
Many people saw that tweet as racist, and that white nationalist groups are finding common cause with you on that point.
It doesn't concern me, because many people agree with me.
The Democrat-held House plans to vote on a resolution condemning the president's comments. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel for AM.